You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Cole from the 50 Years Ago in Hockey podcast, and this is a clip from Overtime, our bonus full-length podcast that goes out to our Patreon supporters a few times a month. To find out more, visit patreon.com/hockey50years and enjoy this clip. Eddie, for the first time in his career in the 1970-71 season, was wearing a face mask during NHL games, and that was quite a departure from what Eddie had done in the past. Eddie was one of the holdouts to trying a mask out in games up until this season. In fact, hockey writer Stan Fischler, a very prolific writer in the amount he puts out, if not the quality, had written last year that goalies shouldn't wear masks, and he praised up Eddie for not putting one on, just to show he wasn't influenced. So Eddie put one on this year, and he talked to Francis Rosa of the Boston Globe about it. It was quite an interesting conversation. Rosa talked to Eddie around Halloween, and he said it was just a natural thing that masks should be the topic of their conversation. Eddie, one of the last goalies, as we mentioned, holdout, Rosa said he finally gave in and that Eddie was glad to finally be wearing a mask. They talked at Boston Garden when the Rangers were in to visit the Bruin, and there was a lot going on at this point. There was a trade talk going on with the Bruins. In fact, at Boston Garden during the time that this was going on, it was actually being reported that the Bruins had traded Derek Sanderson to Toronto for Ron Ellis and others possibly, and that Jim McKinney might have been part of that deal. There was all kinds of things that were going on. In fact, one report that was going very prominent around Boston Garden was the fact that the Rangers, Bruins, and Leafs were involved in some kind of a three-way swap. And right away, Jockman, when told of it, started off by saying, "I hadn't heard that." But he says, "I guess all hockey dressing rooms are the same." Someone comes in and says, "Hey, did you hear about the trade?" Everybody's ears perk up. And you know, that then it turns out it really wasn't true. Eddie says one time they came in and somebody asked them if they'd heard about a trade where they got Bobby Hull, but we had to give up nine players. Of course, the player was kidding, but a lot of people who might be overhearing conversations don't recognize that, Eddie says, and that's how some of these rumors actually get started. So Eddie says while players often kid about the trades, he's not kidding about liking the mask. Eddie said that the Jock Plante injury in the playoffs, in the 1970 playoffs, really didn't influence his decision to put the mask on. Now, if you remember back last spring, Jock Plante, playing for the Blues at that time, was knocked unconscious by a Freddie Stanfield shot that was deflected right up into his face. It cracked the mask that he was wearing and knocked Jock right out cold. The mask saved him from a fractured skull, and a lot of people feel that it actually saved Jock's life. But Eddie says, "No, I started wearing the mask because I now consider it just part of the goalie's equipment." Ed went on to say that nobody told him to wear a mask, not his wife, not his mom and dad, anything like that. He said, "I just had to put it on, and it's already saved me at least one tooth and a whole lot of stitches." In a recent game against Detroit, it says Frank Mihalovich deflected a shot just a few feet in front of me. And that deflected shot is one of the very things that goalkeepers hated most. I was a goalkeeper when I played. Right at this time, I was wearing a mask too. In fact, at this point, I was wearing one of those new Jacques Plante creations. And I can't count the number of stitches and broken bones that saved me. Anyway, Eddie said that Frank Mihalovich deflected a shot just a few feet in front of him. Eddie was down on his knees at the time when the puck hit him on the upper lip. And the mask was there, and he didn't lose any teeth and didn't take any stitches.